Next patient is Connie Gray. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sambona. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation. History: patient 83-year-old female with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Now patient has persistent atrial fibrillation, complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation flutter period. Referred me for electrophysiological studies and radiofrequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication: Irbesartan, amlodipine period. Allergies: non-endocrine allergies. Social history: no history of smoking, alcohol, drug use. Family history: non-contributory. Review system: in general, denial reason, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history: pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated, no history of arthritis. Examination: blood pressure 130 over 80, pulses 90, respiration 16. Weight is 134 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is irregularly irregular, number of measures, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, pulse, sound estimate, no edema. Click impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, anemia. Number 3, hypertension. Recommendation: discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radiofrequency ablation versus medical treatment. Patient like to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% period. Please indicate period, Dr. Sambona.